Hello and good afternoon, everybody. Just getting set up here. There we go. Cool. So a quick live this afternoon, a quick live just to kind of go over something that I think is, well, it's just, to be honest, it's incredibly important, especially these days where things are so fast. We've got the inclusion now of AI, which means we're capable of doing even more. We're capable of creating even more. We're capable of dreaming even bigger about what we can create. And I think that's a fantastic thing. I think it's a marvelous thing. And as a coach who works with people creating these things in the world, I also see how it can negatively impact you as well if you're not aware of something, right? So this live comes off the back of just working with my clients and noticing a theme, which is rest and the importance of rest and how often people do rest, how often they don't rest, why they should rest, and why and how to rest, actually. Because often when I say to my clients, have you considered taking some rest, having some proper rest? They come back with, I actually don't know how. Right? To start off with, it's like, yeah, I'll take a couple of hours, I'll take a day. And then they come back and they haven't actually rested, right? So another question is, how do we rest? And I'm going to kind of talk about that as well. And the reason this came about, I was watching one of my favorite films the other day, Dune. And not the original Dune, which I also love, by the way. It's one of my favorite films. I'm talking about the new Dune. And in there, one of their guys, one of the leaders in there, asks a rhetorical question. And he says, when is a gift not a gift? When is a gift not a gift? And that kind of had me thinking about rest. When is rest not rest? All right. When people, in my experience, when people take time out for rest, they make this assumption that resting is how much time they take out. Or I take a couple of hours, I can rest. Resting, that's only part of resting. The other part to resting is how deeply you can rest. How deeply you can rest. And what is it that's in the way of you resting? And that's the key. It is amazing to me, and it always will be, I think. And it actually, it makes me really want to help people with this because it's super important. When I encourage my clients to take a rest, I mean, bearing in mind, I'm working with CEOs with several companies. I'm working with sports people. I'm working with people who, like, I've got stay-at-home mums and dads. I work with all kinds of people. But everybody, in my experience, benefits from rest. And one of the most common themes is, I don't know how. When somebody slows down to take some rest, to take some time out, to chill, often their immune system, their nervous system is on fire. Their mind is busy. They've got things whirring around their mind, questions, thoughts, things they have done, haven't done, should have done, shouldn't have done, something someone said, something somebody didn't say. They've got all these things come up in that quiet time, right? And so what can happen and what happens often is, oh, I've done enough resting now, let's get back on it. So what you do is, what happens is there's this kind of conveyor belt of not rest that's created, and it's just continual. And all that happens is it creates burnout. It creates confusion. It creates lack of clarity. It creates lack of leadership if you're in a position of leadership. It creates frustration, passive aggressiveness, shortness, not like me as in height, but shortness as in like short-temperedness, ill health. The list will go on. And what I want to get really clear on with you guys, anybody listening now, anybody listening in the future, get really clear on is how to rest. And the opportunity to create rest in slowing down. And here's the key, right? So in whatever way you find to do this, I have a certain way I do this with my clients, and there are many, many different ways of doing this. You have to find a way to reconcile your relationship with your feelings, your thoughts, and your body. You have to find a way to reconcile that relationship. Often when we slow down and we get quiet and we just rest, whatever it is, you're like I said, your nervous system's on fire, your mind's going mad, there's lots of things happening. And what often happens, more often than not, is that's very uncomfortable for people. It's a very uncomfortable experience, and so we try and avoid it. So what we're actively doing, even though we need rest, we're actively avoiding it because we don't want to face what's in that space. We don't want to face thoughts of inadequacies, fear, worries, things we've avoided, things we've said, haven't said, so on and so forth. You have to find a way to reconcile your relationship to that, all of that experience that comes up, in order to access the rest that's beyond that. Most people, in my experience, do not do that. They continue to pretend that they're resting, but they're not. They're not. they have a little bit of time out and then they get back on it again. And all that happens, like I said, you create burnout. The problem as well with that, and especially if you're in a position of responsibility and leadership, is that you miss stuff. The less time that you, or the more time you push, the less time you spend resting, or the more rested that you are, because it doesn't take a huge amount of time to be rested. But the less rested you are, the more mistakes you make, the more blind spots you have. And I see this week in, week out with my clients. We'll come to conversation together and I'll point something out and they'll say, I didn't even see that. How did I not see that? And it could be something super simple, but they've missed it because they're not slowing down, because there's something in that experience of resting that they're avoiding. So my encouragement to you, when you rest, when you slow down in the time that you do, if you're not doing that at all, my encouragement to you is to find some time. Not scrap that, create some time, right? Time is measured in priority. So look at to what you prioritize. If you haven't got time to rest, look at what you're prioritizing and that will tell you what you need to know. In that time that you rest and you slow down and those thoughts, those feelings and that stuff occurs, take a breath and find a way to reconcile your relationship to that. If you can do that, I promise you, not only will you be rested, you'll be more effective, you'll be more efficient, you'll be more productive, you'll be happier, you'll be healthier, your business will grow, you'll make more money, you'll have better sex. Like all these things start to come out of the woodwork. If you do not know how to reconcile your relationship with yourself, let me know. I'm more than happy to spend some time with you in doing that so you can have an understanding of it. But whatever happens, find a way to reconcile your relationship with yourself so that when you're resting, you are resting. So that's the difference between when rest isn't rest, when you're pretending to rest, but really you're not. You're just avoiding those feelings that you have and those thoughts that you have. The nervous system that's on fire because you haven't stopped in a long time. And then take some time to really see what rest and the depth of rest and what it is. And the last thing I would say is the other thing I notice in people that are busy, in people that have responsibility, fair enough, is that the assumption is if I rest, I will do less and I will create less. And it is totally the opposite. Resting condenses time, and I promise you, you'll be more effective as a result. So that's me done. I've got to find a way to stop this live. There we go. All right, guys, lots of love. Thanks for being here with me. If there are any questions, please pop them in the comments. I will turn this into a podcast. If you want it, let me know, and I can share it with someone. I can share it with you, so you can share it with someone. Comment, tag anybody in, do whatever you want with it. Sending all my love, and I'll speak to you guys all very, very soon. Take care.